Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Patrick Come Lately Talk Radio. This is Stefan, your host, British by birth, American by choice. The Founding Fathers crafted some remarkable documents that led to the creation of a great country founded on liberty and self-reliance. I have lived in the Euro-socialist nightmare, and I'm doing what I can to return this country to the vision that the Founding Fathers gave us. We need to strive to rebuild that shining city on the hill, for without us, the world has nowhere to turn for freedom. For the next hour, I will be presenting news, views, and guests that help keep the true spirit of America alive.
And good evening, good afternoon, good morning, wherever, whenever you're listening to the show. This is Stefan, your Patrick Come Lately, British by birth, but American by choice, welcoming you to episode 168 of Patrick Come Lately Talk Radio. Got lots in store tonight. Obviously, a lot going on in D.C., and like it or not, I think we have to comment on what went on there, especially today with the hearings where people from the Tea Party and other conservative groups were brought in to bear witness to the discrimination and the intimidation that they've been facing from the IRS. But we've got plenty of other stuff around that as well. Just some points, and just want to say hi to the people in the chat room, the early arrivers. Holger is there, Mary is there, thanks for joining me. And I do want to say a special thank you to all my listeners, but especially those that listen via Red State Talk Radio Network. As you know, that station on the internet, WRSDB, rebroadcast this show a number of times during the week. Thursdays 6 a.m. 2 p.m., Fridays 9 a.m., Saturday 6 a.m. and Sunday 4 a.m. And last month, again, we were honored to be in the top five, actually in the top three most listened shows. Been in there now in the top five for the last, I think, 4 months. This is the fourth or fifth month. So very honored with that. But on top of that, managed to make it also into the top five for the number of average listeners per show. So two top levels there. So thank you to all my listeners. And for those of you that don't listen via Red State Talk Radio, I'm sure you recommend your friends do that. So thank you for that. And I see that Rex has arrived. Hi, Rex. Thanks for joining us as well. In honor of those two high ratings on Red State Talk Radio, I've treated myself to a special drink for tonight, and just take a little sip there. This is my very special European drink, and especially as Rex here, I'm sure he'd be glad to hear about it. This is basically rum and coke, but it's made with an Austrian rum. It's an Austrian rum called Stroh, Stroh. And in actual fact, here in America, it's not allowed to be called rum. The label does not mention rum. I don't know what it's made of. Actually, the label does have rum in a very small letters there, but it isn't actually called a Stroh rum. But it is a form of rum made from molasses. But it has a very unique flavor. If you've ever been to Austria, especially in the winter, if you drink tea with rum or some of the other concoctions they make there to keep you warm, you'll have had Stroh, very unique taste. tastes great in Coke, especially Diet Coke, and I poured myself one of those. The other thing about it, there are two kinds of Stroh rum, Stroh 80 and Stroh 60. I have the Stroh 80 because that one is actually 160 proof, so it has quite a kick to it. So if I do rab it on a little bit tonight, you know what the reason for that is. Like last week, I have opened a Hangout in Google Plus. If anybody wants to view the show, you can try connecting there. I don't know if it works, but do try and then let me know. Send me an email. Let's see, we got a few more people in the chat room there. Pleased to welcome another fellow host, Brian Bonner is there. Brian's there. Mary also has a show on Blog Talk Radio. Holger does, of course. And then Rex Reapy, the author, who's in the middle of his book and just waiting, dying to hear when that one's going to be coming out, because all the snippets he's been publishing on the internet are just exciting as anything, and just looking forward to the book. Anyway, other news before we get on to the IRS. Some good news. There was a special election in Missouri tonight, and the Republican there, Jason Smith, basically trounces the Democrat in the election. Now, I have to be honest, I read that that part of Missouri is quite conservative. But it was a more than 2-1, 67-28% trouncing, and whether or not it had been that much with all these other things, or without all these other things going on, who knows? It might have been, you know, 60-40 or 55-45 or something. But right now it's 67-28, which I think is pretty much the way it closed. So that's good news for the conservatives. Anyway, let's go on. Yes, we are going to talk about the IRS and some other things associated with that, and just what's going on with the administration. If we have time, I would like to get to some things from Europe then as well, because obviously things that happen in Europe, we see them happen over there first, then they come over here next. But let's start with the IRS, and I did actually listen to quite a bit of the hearings on and off during the day, put it on while I was sitting at my desk working today, and kind of half an ear to what was going on. And my initial reaction was how sickening it was that the Dems, the Democrats that were on the committee there, were squirming and whining to justify what went on. They were doing all sorts of, I don't know, excuses. You could see a lot of them were just reading from talking points, because they're using the excuses that others have put in there. And it was just, you know, I think I've said this before, it's just like a bunch of parrots. Somebody's in a back room there, issues them their talking points, and these people come out and they just sort of sit there, whatever's written down on their talking points, these guys don't think. And that includes one of the people talking there, I think, was Representative Lewis from Georgia. And don't forget, he's the one that talked about the island of Okinawa flipping over and drowning people on it if too many people stood on one side of the island. So that's the kind of clever people that we have in Congress right now. And while we're talking about Representative Lewis, it brings me to one thing, and I hope this doesn't sound too racist, but let's think about it. There are lots of very clever, very able black people out there. Look at someone like Alan West as an example, and there are many more like him. So why is it that there are so many of these Congress people like Reverend Lewis, like Cynthia McKinnon that came from Georgia at the time, a number of others, won't go through all of them now, that are sitting in Congress, but spout out the most crazy ideas, the most crazy things. I mean, how do they ever get elected? But anyway, we'll see. Back to the IRS hearing. So, as I said, the Dems were squirming and whining, trying to justify what went on. It was interesting. They said, thank you for organizing this, Mr. Chairman. We heard all the usual talking points. Well, the IRS chief and the most recent IRS chiefs were all appointed by Bush. In other words, they must be Republicans. Well, actually, no. They're not. I think, and this is what we get, Bush was actually being very fair and balanced and actually putting in people into these positions that were not partisan Republicans, but were actually middle of the road and maybe even left-leaning people. But he was trying to be even-handed and fair and balanced and share the power in Washington. And what happens now? You hear the regressives start whining and say, "Well, no, he was appointed by Bush, so he must be a Bush. He must be a Republican." Well, no, because Shulman, who's the one who's really been in charge for most of the time that these egregious things were happening, Shulman actually contributes to the Democrats, and therefore I'm sure he also voted for Obama. His wife is a very left-wing person associated with Organizing for America and with the Occupy movement. Now, I heard, I think it was O'Reilly was saying, well, you know, we can't tar people with the brush of their spouse, and these are two adults, and they can go their own way. But let's face it, it's highly unlikely that a very partisan right-wing Republican would be married to a left-wing lady in that respect. So, but anyway, it's a talking point. They trotted out. But folks, doesn't work. Another talking point. This has happened before to regressive groups. There was no outrage, and if you hear about the details, and I'll talk about that. Let's have a look. What actually happened is that some of the groups, some regressive groups, some left-wing groups, were actually reviewed, including the NAACP and some other ones, because of their activities. And this was after the fact. This was not when they were requesting their tax-exempt status, but this is after the fact based on the activities they were doing. So based on facts and not on collecting all sorts of strange information. But anyway, so that was another one. A very egregious statement from Representative McDermott was, if you did not ask for tax exemption, you would not be questioned. Well, the first thing that struck me was if you do not wear that dress, you would not have been raped. And that's pretty much what he was saying. One of the other talking points was, the reason that they have to go through this vetting is because these groups are not supposed to be political. And then Representative Schock, a Republican, read from the website of Organizing for Action, which is, of course, the son of Organizing for America, which is, by the way, a 501c4 not-for-profit group, right? And in their statement on their website, they talk about supporting Obama's program. And that's basically their raison d'etre. So you sort of say, hey, folks, since when is supporting Obama's program not political? If you're complaining about these Tea Parties being political and therefore not being eligible for 501c4. Representative Crowley, another Democrat, was working hard to disassociate the White House from this and saying, "Oh, there's no conspiracy, and don't think this conspiracy. This is just this also happened to regressive groups." He brought that up as well, and as I said, this is this was proven that this was totally different, because all the regressive groups pretty much were all after the fact, not before the fact. And Of course, what's happening now is very different. It's before the fact. Yes, it's when they apply for the status. It's based on the name of the group. That's how they're filtering, and that's been proven. And it includes delaying tactics, because we've now got examples of up to 3 years that people are waiting for this, where it should normally take 2 to 3 months. And for regressive groups, and I've got some examples of different ones, where it does take less than 2-3 months, and sometimes a lot less. There was an example of Obama's half-brother got his in 30 days. Well, Miller, the acting commissioner for the IRS, who was allowed to retire instead of being fired and losing all his pension and benefits, he was allowed to retire. He said that, yeah, well, really, all we did was we didn't give good customer service. No, you didn't give it to a particular group of people, because you were quite capable of giving good customer service to other groups, and, of course, left-wing groups, including Obama's half-brother's group. And by the way, that group has now been proven that all the money they're collecting has, they said it was to support HIV widows and things like that. It's gone to build a compound for Obama's half-brother, where he has 12 wives, and is also being used to support, obviously, terrorists, because Obama's half-brother is very close with other terrorists in Africa. So, another comment on the proceedings today. I noticed that the proven tax cheat, Charlie Rangel, was still on this committee. How can we have someone like that on this Ways and Means Committee? He shouldn't even be in Congress, let alone on the committee. And finally, one thing that jumped out was Rep. McDermott again, basically saying to the witnesses, well, what questions should be asked? If you're worried about the 110 questions that were being asked in 4 pages of questions. And as I say, come on, folks, isn't it Congress's job to get things right? They're supposed to decide what sort of questions are asked and what are the criteria for the awarding of tax-exempt status. They shouldn't be asking us. That's what they get paid for, to set up these sort of things. And they're not doing their job, so boot them all out. I don't see that happening. Anyway, so, well, we were talking about all the groups waiting 2 years, 3 years, having confidential information leaked. That came out again today. And I have to say that some of the statements that these witnesses made were very, very powerful. The lady from the Wetumpka Tea Party, I think, was probably the strongest one of all. And she's going to get those clips are going to be run time and time again. And hopefully they'll be run in up to the 2014 election, just to remind people how corrupt this administration is. But anyway, talking about a corrupt administration, a corrupt IRS, here's a headline: the IRS exempts terror front group over the Tea Party, reinstated despite years of delinquent filings. Right. So while the IRS was delaying or denying requests for tax-exempt status from hundreds of conservative nonprofit groups. And remember, this is hundreds. This is not just a handful. It was quietly restoring the tax-exempt status of an Islamist front group accused of collaborating with terrorists. Yes, the Council on American Islamic Relations, CARE, had lost their tax-exempt status because they hadn't been filing their tax returns. Even though you're tax exempt, you have to provide certain information to the IRS to prove that you are still eligible for that tax exemption. So in 2011, they lost that. Last year, the IRS quietly reinstated their tax-exempt status after CARE officials had met with officials inside the White House. one to put two and two together and get five there. And why did they lose it? Not for political activities, not for anything controversial, just very, very simple, not following the law. The reason they lost their tax-exempt status was because they failed to file the annual tax reports. After they were reinstated, they still don't have, they still haven't filed their annual disclosure report, the IRS Form 990. They're saying this is due to a clerical error, yada, yada, yada. But you try to get them, and they don't have them. And also, you try and get information about the 2011 books and filing, and they do not have that. So typical, isn't it, that they're you just can't trust them, and the, you can't trust the IRS, you can't trust CARE. Okay, folks, time for a break here, I see, so stick with me if you would. I'm going to take a sip of my Coke and Stroh and have another shot of 160 proof, and I bet you're jealous, Rex. And we'll listen to some of these commercials and promos.
It's the Conservative Underground from beautiful Broadcast Park in the posh Studio A. I'm Doc White with this week's Conservative Minute.
The Obama administration has now been publicly exposed for being a corrupt regime. Problem is, half the people either don't know about this stuff or don't give a damn. Also, and I'm going to be frank here, so for those in King County, Washington, please sit down for a moment. Right now, there is no journalism in America. There is a liberal media government complex united to promote big government liberalism at all costs. Race is also the backbone to everything political for liberals. The first black president is not going to be allowed to fail, even though he has. No liberal president will be allowed to be marred by scandal, even though this one is up to his backside in them. And he certainly will not be forced from office, even though his contempt for the Constitution warrants it. I'm Doc White, host of the Conservative Underground, found on Podomatic.com, Facebook, and Twitter. The Conservative Underground.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-259-1409. 1-800-259-1409. 1-800-259-1409. That's 1-800-259-1409.
This is Patrick Cumlately Talk Radio, coming to you live via the internet, via rebroadcast on WRSDB, the Red State Talk Radio Network, or from the recordings at archives.patrickcomelately.us. And thanks for sticking with me through that break. And just a reminder, if you want to participate, 917-889-9161. If you're listening to this live and you're not in the chat room, that's one way you can participate. If you dial in, do hang on. You'll be able to listen to the show on your phone. Give me a chance to see that you're in there and find a good place to break. Otherwise, yes, if you sign up at Blog Talk Radio, you can participate in the chat room. And once again, hi to everybody that is there. And, of course, if you're listening to the rebroadcast, and as I said, got a lot of people that do that now, and my thanks go again to everybody that does that. Send me an email, please. I love to hear from my listeners. It's Stefan at patriotcomelately.us. So please, do email me and send me a question or a comment, and I'll handle it in a future show when I hear from you. So let's go back to the IRS and the whining by the regressives about all the so-called political activity that these groups are having. And there are, for example, included in that is a group like True the Vote, which is very definitely nonpartisan. All they're trying to do is make sure that there is a free and fair vote, not any one way. But if the Democrats are thinking, well, they are political, then it must be because the Democrats are doing something bad, right? But anyway, so True the Vote got, and the people involved with that got hit. But all the time Democrats saying, well, they deserve it because they're political. Well, let's have a look. Let's have a look at some of the other groups that enjoy IRS tax exempt status without all the harassment that our Tea Party groups have been facing. Now, there are hundreds of them, just as there are hundreds of conservative groups applying for that status. But here's a quick review of a number of them. So Americans United for Change, 501c4. Right? The organization exists, according to its own website, to amplify the progressive message, to contribute to a grassroots groundswell for progressive policies. Progressives need to redefine common sense by reasserting the primacy of the traditional progressive values that resonate with most Americans. Is that political or not? And by the way, they spent $4.7 million in 2009 redefining common sense. And according to their IRS Form 990, they spend it on advocacy and education about public policy issues. Okay, is that political, yay or nay? They actually directly engage Republican senators running television advertisements against Republican senators. Nobody complained about that, did they? Nor did the IRS. Then you have the Ruckus Society, part of the Occupy movement. It's a 501c3. Making it also that means they are actually tax deductible. That means there's an impact to our taxes because there's less tax coming in, and therefore means we've got to pay more. They say they provide environmental, human rights, and social justice organizers with the tools, training, and support needed to achieve their goals through the strategic use of creative, nonviolent direct action. Is that political? Oh, and by the way, the Ruckus Training offers the manual Beautiful Trouble, a toolbox for revolution, sort of kind of like Alinsky's Rule for Radicals, and provides suggestions for direct actions such as takeover intersections and use for community activities. Give fake parking tickets on SUVs, occupy bank foreclosed homes, and rip out ranchers' fences to free livestock. By the way, planning illegal acts is incompatible with the 501c3 status. But has the IRS done anything about that? Women's Action for New Directions, another leftist organization funded by George Soros. Their mantra is to engage in activity designed to transform politics and America. Okay, so is that political? Yes or no? It's a 501c4. It also boasts a Students Action Network for New Directions that encourages leftist students to become politically active, to vote, and to network with other WAND members. So, I mean, if you complain about the Tea Party, that's all the Tea Party is doing, encouraging people to become politically active, to vote, and network with other Tea Party people. Okay, we're doing it for right-wing people, but the Women's Action for New Directions does it for left-wing people. You don't hear the regressives complaining about them. How about the New World Foundation, 501c3? And their IRS Form 990 says their intention is to support community activists across America and around the world. Unfortunately, there aren't very many right-wing community activists. So are they politically biased? I think so. And it also states that the NWF seeks to build stronger alliances for social justice, environmental justice, while encouraging democratic participation to achieve real and lasting Yeah. Real and lasting progressivism. Oh, the mobilizing of the least enfranchised in working class and people of color communities. Hello, political. Now, they had they spent over $15 million, and they're funneling to all sorts of other political groups: Coal River Mountain Watch, Colorado Progressive Action, National People's Action. Is that political? Hello. We have FIERCE. It's a New York-based organization that uses the Saul Alinsky organizing model toward activist gay issues. It's building leadership and power of LGBT youth of color. We develop politically conscious leaders. Hello, political. The Black Alliance for Just Immigration, 501c3, advocates for administrative change to visa detention and deportation regulations. Well, that one might be a little of a gray one. Brennan Center for Justice. Now, this one's a bad one, because they actually say, they tell the IRS they focus on fundamental issues of democracy and justice, but in actual fact, Brennan is hip deep in the effort to derail public policies such as photo voter identification laws. Both the effort and the results of the effort are bathed in politics. Voto Latino, dedicated to mobilizing Hispanic voters into powerful political coalitions. If you do that unbiased, that's fine, but if you do it in a biased way, then it's political. Also a 501c3. The Voto Latino has, maybe had, a webpage dedicated to the 2012 Democratic National Convention. So, political? You bet. So, why isn't the IRS checking out on them? And finally, the Humane Society of the U.S. Now, this one surprised me, right? Because the Humane Society of the U.S., but they are listed as a nonprofit, and they're supposed to be limited on how much lobbying they can do and are not supposed to influence anyone on political candidates. Well, the IRS has in their possession over 3,000 pages of evidence showing how heavily the HSUS lobbies and contributes to candidates and influences children as young as 5, encourages them to lobby politicians. They spent $785,000 on ads trying to defeat Representative Steve King in Iowa and to urge votes for Christy Vilsack. So how can they be a 501 group? So these are just 9 groups that are dedicated to activist political outcomes. And there are many, many more. Is there anything that we can do about it? Well, actually there is. So here's some homework for my listeners, and then we'll go to a break. Anyone can demand a copy of the IRS 990 form that has been filed by a tax-exempt organization. All you need to do is pick up the phone and call whatever leftist organization you can find and demand its IRS 990. So folks, please call, go Google, find all these hundreds of groups and call as many as you can afford. And, of course, if they don't send you the 990, then you can write a letter to the IRS and say that they are not following the law. Will it help? Well, I think in the short term it probably will, because I think the IRS is going to be very sensitive to that. Okay, folks, time for another break. Time for me for another shot of 160 proof and for you to listen to these messages. And we'll be back after them.
Are you at least 62 years old like me? Could you use an extra $50,000, $100,000 or more to live a better life? Then please consider the benefits a reverse mortgage can provide to you. With a reverse mortgage, you can have your mortgage payments stopped altogether and get equity out of your home to live on. And you can use the money to help you live a better life. How nice would that be, not to have a mortgage payment? Qualifying for a reverse mortgage is simple, since there are no income, asset, employment, or credit requirements. However, you must be 62 years or older, own your home outright, or have a very low balance on the mortgage, and be prepared to live in it throughout the rest of the loan. Call now for more information.
800-704-1662. 800-704-1662, 800-704-1662. That's 800-704-1662. Alarming signs. Are you watching for them? Before the Great Depression, there were alarming signs. Before the 2008 Great Recession, there were early indicators. If you miss those, pay attention. Today's economic warnings couldn't be more clear. Federal debt is $16 trillion, and in 8 years, is projected to hit $22 trillion, enough to bankrupt the country. While our currency is being debased, China, Russia, India, and others are stockpiling gold to prepare. Can your family afford another financial loss of 20, 30, even 40%? Get informed. Protect your assets right now. Call Lear Capital and request a free copy of the special report, Rising Debt and Record Gold Ahead. Call right now. 800-958-5306. 800-958-5306. Call Lear now. 800-958-5306.
This is Patrick Come Lately Talk Radio, keeping the spirit of America alive. A proud member of the Red State Talk Radio Network. And this is Stefan, your Patrick Come Lately, welcoming you back into the second half of the show. We're talking about at least for the moment, still the scandals that were discussed today on the Hill, the IRS. But I've got plenty of other stuff that hopefully we'll have time to get to. Just want to thank those of you in the chat room for joining me, and I want to thank all of my listeners for your support day in, day out. It's great. And as I said at the beginning of the show, a special thanks to those of you that listen by Red State Talk Radio. Really appreciate it. I was in the top five, actually the top three of most listened shows again last month, and I think that's the third, fourth, maybe even the fifth month in a row that you've put me there, and I'm truly, truly honored by that. Especially honored because this month, not only was I in that top five for the most listened shows, but I was also in the top five for the highest number of average listeners per show. And to get both of those in 1 month, I'm really touched and appreciate the fact. It's nice to know that I'm not just talking into a black hole here. And Mary made a comment about Stroh's beer. Yeah, this is, believe me, at 160 proof, this is not beer, but it's still fun. And just a reminder, if we're trying to go high-tech here on the Patrick Come Lately show, if you're in Google+, do friend me, do connect with me, and then you can get an invitation for a Google Hangout. You'll be able to watch the video of the show and listen, obviously, on the one hand via Blog Talk Radio, and on the other hand see the video through Google Plus if you want to do that. I did also say I would be giving some information about the app for the Patrick Come Lately show. Unfortunately, I haven't been able to. It's out there, but I need to get the address and how I can give listeners access, so I'll have to defer that one to next week. So we're talking about the excesses of the IRS. It turns out that not only are there groups that have been attacked, they're also targeting individuals. We know about, I think it's Catherine Engelbrecht of True the Vote, but there have also been other people. I caught something on the internet that people have been dialing into Herman Cain's show from... As you know, Herman Cain took over from the Talkmaster, from Neil Bortz in the morning. And people calling in have been talking about how they were involved with certain Tea Party organizations and then were unjustly audited and made to pay tens of thousands of dollars in penalties, which turned out to be totally bogus, according to their CPAs. One woman who'd given a speech at a Tea Party rally was audited, and she was forced to pay $50,000 in fines and penalties she didn't owe because the IRS said they did not agree with her CPA regarding her tax return. Sue, folks. That's what you have to do. Now, one of the other hosts on Red State Talk Radio and also available on Blog Talk Radio had a very interesting idea of why this IRS targeting has been happening. Her name's Terry O'Brien. She goes by the moniker of America's original conservative warrior princess, and she published a piece on her website mentioning that neither the acting commissioner now, the new one, well, and I wouldn't expect him to know because he's only just been appointed, nor the inspector general that supposedly investigated a lot of these situations, and I don't trust him, and I'll talk about that in a moment. But she said neither of them could answer that one burning question: who decided to initiate this highly inappropriate and probably illegal targeting? Now, the inspector general has supposedly investigated this. I don't trust him as far as I can spit, because he said in his report that this had stopped in 2012. Well, we've got plenty of examples that it's still going on, so the IG can't be trusted either. Now, the IG report states that the targeting began with an email on February 25th, 2010. Again, we have examples of things happening before that time, but let's just say 2010. However, the specific names of the sender and recipient are redacted. But there is a second email which refers to the first one, also with redacted names, but it gives a little bit of a clue as to where or who might have done that. It reads, the Determinations Unit Group Manager, does Lois Lerner ring a bell here, asked a specialist to search for other Tea Party or similar organizations' applications in order to determine the scope of the issue. The scope of the issue. Other Tea Party or similar organizations. So obviously the email on the 25th sort of said, we need to investigate this. This has been brought to light by a journalist, John Sexton, who works at Breitbart News. And he cites a February 19th, 2010 report from NPR entitled, Who's Raising Money for the Tea Party Movement? This report mentioned Dick Armey's Freedom Works, AFP, American for Prosperity, which the report said they are funded by, cue the scary music, the Koch brothers. Now, of course, we all know 501c groups, 501c3, C4 groups have existed forever. So why all of a sudden would NPR be up in arms about this this particular menace to our democracy? So Terry says she parts company with Sexton's idea. Even though she says he does great reporting, he suggests that the NPR report initiated this higher IRS scrutiny. Terry says that she doesn't buy it. She says she doesn't think that one group of liberals at NPR inspired another bunch of liberals at the IRS to engage in this kind of despicable un-American behavior. In her opinion, what happened, and I have to say I agree with her, one of the reasons why I'm reading this on the show, one of the liberals in Congress, many of whom were also bleating about Citizens United at the time, or in the Obama administration, we don't know, we probably will never find out, but one of the two, suggested that NPR do the story. Then those very same liberals who planted the story could say, after reading and hearing these media reports, we have an obligation to look into these groups. And don't forget, we had people like Chuck Schumer insisting, writing letters, insisting that the IRS should look into these groups, right? And then one or more of these Democrats sent or otherwise communicated to the IRS that it was time to get the ball rolling. And that's where these emails come from. The timing is really very interesting. King Barry berates the Supreme Court on the Citizens United case on January 28th. NPR does the story about what's going on a couple of weeks later, and less than a week later, the IRS starts targeting conservative groups. And at the same time, don't forget, the head of the civil service or the IRS union visited the White House and met with Obama as well. It all ties together. It's an amazing series of coincidences, except that this is another host that I agree with, I have a lot of respect for, George Norrie of Coast to Coast AM. He always says he doesn't believe in coincidences, and neither do I. Okay, folks, time for our last station break, and bear with me. We will be back after these final messages. If we can just have a look here. Okay, here they come.
Hello, freedom lovers. World War III seems to be on the brink. I'm not sure if it's a lot of saber rattling and fake pictures, but news reports we're receiving are very unsettling. Apparently, Russia is sending missiles to Syria that can reach Israel. Iran has released pictures proving that they have enough launchers to overwhelm Israeli ballistic missile defense systems. And Moscow is going to dispatch nuke subs. This follows Russian jets flying over U.S. territories. And obviously, North Korea has been rattling their sabers for some time. Prophecy reveals that a global war is coming. The best weapon we have now is prayer, because one thing's for sure, we need God on our sides. We need to turn back to Him. You can listen to the Freedom Swing Show on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time and Saturdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time at www.blogtalkradio.com/freedomswings. Also, check us out on Twitter under Freedom's Wings. Please like our page, The Freedom Swing Show, over at Facebook, and check out freedomswingspolitics.com for breaking news, political analysis, wings gear, and much, much more.
Are you paying too much for your car insurance policy? Have you shopped your current plan in the last year? If you haven't, then you probably are paying too much. You could save up to 40% on your current car insurance coverage just by making a free call right now. Doesn't it make good sense to pay less for something you have to pay for anyway? And car insurance is one of those things. You got to have car insurance, whether you have one car or 10 cars. So why not see if you can pay a lot less for it right now? One quick 3-minute call, and you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance. We'll compare the leading car insurance companies and get you coverage that could save you up to 40% on your car insurance. Call now for a free quote. Call 800-603-9980. 800-603-9980. 800-603-9980. 800-603-9980. That's 800-603-9980.
This is Patrick Cumlately Talk Radio, coming to you live via the internet, via rebroadcast on WRSDB, the Red State Talk Radio Network, or from the recordings at archives.patrickcumlately.us. Well, we're into the last segment of the show, and time just runs away with us again. So just a couple of quick things. Once again, there's tons of stuff I wanted to handle, and we haven't got around to them. But in the last segment, we were talking about Terry O'Brien's ideas. And like I said, I think she's probably right there that the NPR story was planted, and that kind of got the whole ball rolling. The NPR story mentioned the Koch brothers, and there's an interesting thing I picked up on the internet as well. Reason TV went to a recent anti-Koch brothers rally in Los Angeles. Koch brothers are threatening to purchase the Tribune publishing company, which includes major newspapers, including, you know, like the Los Angeles Times, I think the Chicago Times, number of other large newspapers. So, of course, the left has got its panties in a wad about this, and they're protesting left or right. So they had all these people out there, and Reason TV went and interviewed them. Many of the protesters at the rally covered by Reason TV have absolutely no idea why the Koch brothers should not be allowed to purchase the Tribune Company. All the protesters know is that the Koch brothers are bad guys. Now, you know, isn't that just typical? They just get their sheeple out there and bleat, 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 but they don't really know what they're bleating about. I see a question in the chat room there. Brian, do I have a promo? Yes. And if you don't mind, drop me an email and I'll drop you one back, and do send me yours. I have yours somewhere. I haven't played it for a while. Apologies. With the conservative minutes, I don't get a lot of time for promos, but I have to start doing that again. So I'll squeeze that in. Anyway, another thing in the chat room, Mary mentioned about, don't forget that Obama said he would go after his enemies, and so did Valerie Jarrett. Well, and here's the thing. In today's proceedings, the left were definitely trying to say, and I mentioned especially McDermott, one or two other of the of the regressives in the session there, were definitely trying to deflect this all away from the White House. Now, if it was just the IRS, that would be acceptable. But it's not just the IRS, and it's clearly coordinated, right? So we know that the IRS was targeting applications for nonprofit status, but what else happened? Well, we have Frank Vandersloot served as national co-chair for the Mitt Romney campaign and was a major donor. In April 2012, the Obama campaign published a scurrilous piece on their website attacking the character of eight conservatives, including Vandersloot. Shortly after that posting, Vandersloot was subjected to three federal government audits. Two of those were by the IRS, one for his personal income and one for his businesses. The other was a Labor Department audit of one of his businesses. Coincidence? No, as I just said earlier, I don't believe in coincidences. And according to Vandersloot, he said he wasn't the only one on that list that received the Royal Obama treatment. We all know about Gibson Guitar Corporation, 2011, being raided by armed federal agents. Remember that? From the FBI and Justice Department for using endangered woods. It cost the company over $3 million, not including a $300,000 settlement with the government. But, of course, Martin & Co., which is Gibson's biggest competitor, uses exactly the same wood, and they were not targeted. Why not? Gibson CEO actively supports Republican candidates. Martin CEO, Chris Martin IV, is a Democrat supporter. I've mentioned Catherine Engelbrecht, who set up True the Vote, which is a nonpartisan group just saying we want to make sure that the vote is fair and legal and there's not there's no fraud. After filing for tax-exempt status for that group, she's been through four IRS audits, two of their personal finances, two of the final of her family business. Her business was also inspected several times by the OSHA, where only minor issues were found, but they were fined $25,000, and ATF made an unannounced audit of her business as well. And not to be outdone, the FBI started contacting them, also probing for improprieties. So if that doesn't tell you that the White House is behind all of this stuff, I don't know what would. I mean, this is just absolutely untenable, unacceptable, and the sooner we can do something about it, the sooner we can impeach the jerk in the White House, the better. Okay, folks, well, we're getting very close to the end here. As I said, so much I wanted to talk about, and we're not going to manage. I want to thank, as I said before, all my listeners, especially those via Red State Talk Radio Network. Thank you for putting me high in the ratings there. Really appreciate that. Just a reminder, folks, the advertisers, Leah Capital for Precious Metals, 800-445-1099. If you need a reverse mortgage, 800-704-1662. If you need new auto insurance, and it always pays to inquire, 800-603-9980. And if you've got problem children, do call Total Transformation at 800-259-1409. So we're getting to the end. One last quick thing. Remember a while back I told you a story about seven chemical engineers at the Quabbin Reservoir near Boston from, I think, Iraq, Singapore, but basically Muslims, even though they didn't say so. Well, breaking news. Broken locks have been discovered at a Framingham location, also in New England, close to Boston, on a water supply location. Okay, folks, that's it. I have to say ta-ta for now. It's time to go. Hope you can join me next week. We'll find out what's been happening with the IRS, but I've also got plenty of other news which hopefully we can get to. Thanks a lot, and whoops, folks, please join me next week. Ta-ta for now. Thank you for listening to the show. I hope that you enjoyed tonight's topics. Whether you listened live, to a recording, or to a rebroadcast, I appreciate the time you share with me. We need to spread the message of liberty far and wide, so please tell your friends and family about the show. Thank you for helping to keep the beacon of hope burning. This is Stefan, your Patrick Come Lately, signing off. God bless America, and remember, L3, long live liberty.